All right, Bob, I think you would have made a great teacher, by the way. I was supposed to be a teacher. It's the reason I came to Pittsburgh, by the way, in November of 89, was to make my teaching certificate permanent by getting a master's at Duquesne way back when.
Well, you know, the people that I've talked to who've been in your classes when you have had classes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I was a teacher.
People have told me that it made a lasting impression, and that's the best thing you can do. Because to me, when I look back at my teachers, whether in high school or college, the ones who stand out and I still remember are the ones who had a real impact on something they did for me or what I understood what they were trying to, you know, push you in. I always say it's good to have people pushing you.
Yes.
You should never want to not have people pushing you. And it may not always be, you know, something you agree with, but they care enough to push you. And that's a big thing.
Barbara Bono, University of Buffalo.
Sonny's wife?
English.
No. One of them.
Late 1980s, she ripped me for my writing, but she also said after ripping me, she said, "You have talent. Don't let it go to waste." So what I took from that, like you would from a coach, is A, if they ain't saying nothing, that's a bad sign. B, if they're on you and critiquing you and telling you there's more in there, and they want to extract it out, that's a really special thing. And
absolutely.
She really influenced
me. You should thank those people for doing that for you.
And in fact, I connected with Barbara Bono much later in life, about 3 years ago. Maybe it was during COVID, actually. I did a story on the Steelers' first draft pick, William Shakespeare, right?
Yeah.
So I sort of wrote the whole piece in a Shakespearean type thing. I broke it into five acts, that type of thing. And it turned out to be a really fun story to research that this guy, William Shakespeare, didn't play football for the Steelers because a lot of first-round picks back then went and chose other professions because football didn't pay. And this guy went and fought in World War II, I believe it was. No, World War I or II, now I can't remember.
Was
a war hero.
Yeah.
Became a war hero. So he was on to much more important things. And she taught Shakespeare. So I sent her this story, hoping I still, you know, I could connect with her through email. And she got back to me and loved it. And then since then, we've had kind of a nice, you know, back and forth, with a teacher from all those years ago.
Yeah, but that's what my point is. When you made an impact on many of those kids who had you in class. So
thank you.
Good for you. And you would have been a great teacher if you didn't do this, but you're very good at this right now. And you're wearing your baseball card castle outfit. You look good.
I am.
Very nice.
And I think you would have been a good teacher. I only wish I had taught limits.
Did you ever hear that story, Bob, of how I missed out on a Joe Starkey class? I was promised when I transferred to Waynesburg.
I think that would have been
sandpaper
relationship because you would have punched back at him like you're doing here once
in
a while. And then he would have looked at you like, Mr. Limits.
Mr. Limits, the savvy young Newtown you claim to be. I was told that you will have a class with Joe Starkey. My freshman year, Joe, you were teaching a class, I think it was Monday nights.
Yep.
And they're like, we just couldn't get you into it. Next semester, we'll make sure you get in it. And then Joe wasn't teaching anymore.
And I wasn't teaching anymore, Bob.
And I didn't have a chance.
You're lost.
I had Harry
Kells.
And
I was very sad.
And I'm not saying that against whoever did teach it, but you would have had, I would have liked to have seen that student-teacher relationship in that class.
And now I have class in session.
You're learning every single day.
Harry
Joe, Callis. I have to give you a lot of credit because you started this whole thing as a columnist and you're still very good at it. Much read every day. If you look at the numbers, I'm sure you are happy to see that. But this business is different in the sense that you have to carry conversations for long periods of time. And 4 hours is a long time. And I think you've really done a great job with it. I mean, elevated your game to this now where you can be both. And that's not easy to do either.
I appreciate that, Bob. Coming from you especially because you've mastered basically the two mediums of television and radio.
I wouldn't say mastered. I have fun with them and I like doing them, but I mean, you're really good with your word selection, how you phrase arguments.
I appreciate that.
And it's very good. So I thought that before I ever started working with you, and I know it now more than ever. So,
well, it's been an incredible ride so far, Bob. And a lot of people are listening as the numbers show.
Well, I hope they do. I hope they make it fun because a lot of people are driving
around.
I think
that's because of limits.
Yeah, probably.
Joe, I think your biggest strength is the way that you ask questions. You know, the way that you format it, I think, is just really impressive, and I've tried to take note of as well.
Yeah, you do that very well.
And I hope I've been able to help the show as well.
My inclination when people are complimenting me is to make jokes, but I think I'll take that in.
And I don't, we don't often go into this situation, but I think, you know, since we're talking about it and you're teaching, I think, yeah, you've done this very well. So good for you. I always say that I'm happy and honored to be here, but I'm more or less in golf terms your caddy. I'll do whatever it takes. No, I'm serious. You run the show.
You are the person. That's why they call it Pomp and Joe.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit. It should be the Joe show. It always has been and always will be.
Well, no. No.
Yes. But let's go. What are we doing now?
We're putting on our teacher's caps. Ray gives Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that's right. We're grades. Okay.
A B- for the game. He was 4-for-4 on that winning drive after going 4-for-9 after the first quarter, which was good. There was good, there was bad. There was an interception to Bob Spillane. There were two great touchdown throws. Ray says B minus. What say you?
I say B, no minus, B, because it comes down to the big plays at the big times. And again, you mentioned it, 4-for-4 in the final drive. That's the one that was the game on the line. He had to make the throws, and he did. And in the first couple of drives, when he had to make throws, he did. Now, in the middle, there was a lot not to like. But overall, I think I'm going to give weighty downs, as they call it, weighty grades. I want to give him a B because I think those were the most important parts of the game.
I feel like, you know, four quarters, four semesters, you know, and he aced the final exam. He did. He got a couple of Fs in there, maybe an F and a D, but he got an A on the first test of the year and an A on the final. I'm going no lower than a B. Limits?
I'm actually okay with a B minus, and I kind of take that away from what Rodgers said to Evan Washburn after the game. The offense did not play well in big chunks. But again, Rodgers, one of his key points is he makes plays in the biggest moments, and who wouldn't want a quarterback that can do that?
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Top of the hour, we're going to take a trip around the NFL after a wild day. Sunny today and a high of Plexico Burris, 80, low of Allen Fanica, 66. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, we go into a two-minute drive now, gentlemen. Our comments have to be very quick. We have to be out before the top of the hour.
Quick release as the quarterback.
Running backs. Ray gives him a C plus. Bob, what say you?
I'll say the same, C plus. I think average. It was better to start. You know, I always want to give Jalen Warren a better grade, just because he has so much energy and he seems to, you know, provide that sort of thing that kind of ignites the offense. But there's not enough of him, and the offensive line is part of that. So I'm not going to penalize him for his play overall. So I think that's a good grade.
I agree with Ray. C plus. It was a bad running day, but I don't put that on the running backs. Limits?
Just 64 yards rushing. I'll go C plus all around.
Receivers get a D plus. Freiermuth, one catch for 6 yards. He includes anybody who's catching passes here, of course. Smith, 3 catches for 23, and he fumbled. Luckily, they got it back. We saw Metcalf and Austin. D plus, Bob. What say you?
I say C minus because, again, they did have two big touchdown receptions. I'm going to give that extra credit, and so I'll go C minus. The rest of the game, not good.
I give them a C. I mean, I think that DK Metcalf, they're not utilizing him in the offense well enough. Calvin Austin made some plays, so I'll go C.
O-line, C minus. Oh, man. I don't think they played very well. No, I'll be honest with you. They couldn't run the ball, and the game plan is almost designed to protect them. I'm going to give him a D.
D. I agree.
D.
Defensive line gets a B. Bob, what do you think of that?
They made turnovers, and specifically Cam Hayward, who would get an A-plus for me just because of, again, in those moments that they needed to make a play, they did. So, yeah, I'll go B.
I'll go B-minus. They still gave up 119 yards on the ground, which isn't good. It's just not good. Certainly,
three straight games over 100 yards. You got to change that. Absolutely.
Limits? I give a B+. They played the best that they've played all season. Now, the bar was not very high. A lot of those running plays was Drake May scrambling. So B+.
Linebackers, he gives them an A+, and they certainly had big plays. And by the way, on the defensive line, Cam Hayward basically saved maybe 2 touchdowns. So maybe I should up that a little bit. TJ Watt snapped his 6-game sackless streak. Herbig had some big moments. Strip sack. Patrick Queen had 10 tackles, and Cole Holcomb also played well, says Ray, in his opinion. A+, not for me. Again, the final exam was big, and they made big plays, but they were also getting smoked in coverage a lot. Missed some tackles. I'm going to go B+, not an A+.
I'm going to go A minus. Again, to me, there's still a lot of work to be done there. In the middle of the game, I could give, you know, if you broke it into different segments, there are parts of the game I'd give that a D. But overall, I thought, you know, I'm gonna look at the most weighted plays of the game and take that into consideration.
Limits, for what it's worth, Pro Football Focus did not have good grades for the inside guys, at least not Wilson and Queen. Obviously, great grades for the outside guys.
Yeah, I thought the outside guys played very well. TJ Watt, welcome to the NFL season officially. 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. I give them an A-.
Secondary, Ray says B minus. I thought Peppers was good. I thought otherwise it looked disorganized. The guys were running wide open. A B minus. Come on, Ray. What are we doing here? May completed 76% of his passes. I give them a D plus for this game.
But that's partly on linebackers too. So
partly
that's why
it is. You're right.
Grade was lesser for them. But yeah,
maybe a C minus.
Yeah, I don't know. They made plays, though. I want to say C. When you make plays, it covers up for some of the stuff they didn't do at the beginning.
Twinning streak?
I'll go C minus. I'm a little concerned about Darius Slay, guys. I know he got banged up in this game a little bit, but he has not been as reliable of a corner as you would have hoped this season.
Let me ask you, did you guys notice Jalen Ramsey at all? Didn't hear his
name.
No,
and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't either. I want to look more at the tape.
The
All-22 will tell us more, I think.
They really didn't throw his way much.
Well, I did notice him on the final play for the Patriots, and that's because Tomlin blitzed Thornhill from the left and Ramsey on the right, and I thought he forced a throw when it, one more second, and I thought that Drake May could have made a bigger play down the left sideline. So I did notice that. Special teams, B+. They didn't do anything that bad, which is half the battle on special teams. I agree with that, a B+, Bob.
Yeah, B+, sounds right.
B+.
Coaching. Coverage was better, so that's why it's a B+.
For sure.
Compared to last week.
I can't find what Ray said about the coaching. What do you give it for the coaching, Bob?
I'm going to give the coaching a C. You know, because I think players made those plays, but the coaching, that's about scheme and keeping, you know, offenses off the field as much as possible. And they had too many third down conversions and fourth down conversions, so maybe a C-.
I thought defensively, I thought they were out schemed, but their guys came up with big plays. I thought offensively, there were moments where I thought Artie called some great plays.
There were.
Down by the goal line. Screen passes on the winning drive, one to Warren, one to Gainwell, were really, really well designed. But for the most part, I didn't think it was a great coaching day. I'll be honest. I think a C is good. Ray gave him a C-. Limits?
That's my grade, C-.
Yeah, I'm at a C-. I think that one thing that was interesting is what Hokie said earlier last week, that they're not playing with technique.
Yeah.
I do really wonder about the scheme on the defensive side. And offensively, like Arthur Smith, I know they're basically running an offense because the offensive line isn't very good. I do want to see more plays down the field. I mean, hello, DK Metcalf, $30 million. Utilize him.
Well, I think that Ray makes a good point here. I think that Artie Smith draws up some really good things, but what's missing is a rhythm, a constant rhythm to their offense. That I haven't really seen. Week one was great, but since then it seems very disjointed, although he does come up with some very good calls.
I still would like to once in a while go into a no huddle just to see what happens.
They were quick at the beginning.
Down.
I like that.
I did
too, the little sugar huddle.
Then it got back to normal.
You like the sugar huddle?
Sugar.
Yeah.
Yes, I like sugar.
All right.